Some of President Trump's first actions in the early days of his current presidency have been targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Many private companies have followed in his footsteps, rolling back DEI programs. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports Montgomery County, Pennsylvania officials are doubling down on DEI.
The Montgomery County Board of Commissioners announced it's pressing forward, not retreating, from its mission to emphasize, quote, inclusion and belonging in the workplace. The county is adding 4 new positions to its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. County officials authorized Thursday the hiring of 2 Deputy Chief DEI officers, a Director of Immigrant Affairs, and a Senior Administrative Assistant. In a press release, Monco Commissioner Jamila Winder says the county will, quote, continue to be a leader in creating a community that is inclusive, supportive, and equitable for all. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Our news partner 6ABC reports a coalition of Quaker groups, including one in Philadelphia, filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to block immigration authorities from raiding houses of worship in search of criminal migrants. The news outlet says the Quaker groups allege the policy change harms their congregations by deterring immigrants from worshiping in person, violating their First Amendment rights to freely associate and exercise religion. Philadelphia yearly meeting of the Religious Society of Friends in Center City is one of the plaintiffs. Could Philadelphia become a hub for creating high-tech video games? It could happen if one member of city council has his way. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
Developing video games in Philadelphia and retaining those who write the computer code was a topic of discussion at city council this week. Councilmember Isaiah Thomas believes Philadelphia could capitalize on the big money business.
We want Philadelphia to be a gaming city. The gaming industry is a multi-billion dollar industry. And when you think about the home of gaming, it doesn't necessarily exist. We want to compete with other cities to be known as the city that's the home for gaming.
Nicodemus Mandu of Jump Button Studios said Philadelphia is developing a game industry, but it needs financial help.
This is an industry that has grown to be economically bigger than movies and music combined. One that can eject at minimum $80 million into our local economy, and if fostered, over $1 billion into our local economy.
Drexel University is currently teaching gaming design, but the hearing pointed out graduates are not staying in town because there's not enough support for their efforts. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In sports, the Flyers beat the Devils Monday 4-2, and the 76ers are on the ice, on the court tonight with the Lakers. Your forecast, partly cloudy weather in Philadelphia today with a high of 43, and it's going to be a blustery type day. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 33, and the winds die down.